Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying, and I'm Seffi.
And I'm Wing.
This episode is all about how to reset your life if you're feeling like a bit stagnant, like you're just in kind of a rut with your life and you just cannot, why do I want to say see the wood for the trees? You want to get out of your
headspace. Change up the mindset.
Nice. Spin it up. Wing said this episode is a bit of a hot shower, she said, which I quite like. We're talking about reset routines, how to shift up your mindset, and...
just said that. We've just had a whole conversation about how Seffi said she hates the intro, and I was like, you don't. You just put too much pressure on the intro. They're fine. I think it's just in your head. But now, actually, I think I'm thinking, yeah, you do hate the intro. Sounds like I've got a gun to your head.
I find it really difficult to sum up a conversation that we've just had. Mm-hmm. So that's basically it. The title speaks for itself. enjoy the episode, guys. Take one intro. No. Take one. Fucking hell.
Good start. So we've just been speaking about smear tests for a bit.
Yeah, we really need to book them.
And if you haven't had yours, then this is... Honestly, like, I'd be quite pissed off. It's like, oh, new episode of a podcast, and I turn it on, they're talking about...
Admin. Vaginal admin.
Reminding me that I haven't done my admin. It's like, are you going to tell me to take my ASOS parcels back as well? Like, it's really annoying.
I know.
But you do need to do it, guys, so... Let's do it together as a team.
Is it when you're 25 you need to start having that?
When you're 25 you get a letter, which really I think it should be way earlier, obviously. Everyone knew I was going to say that, but yeah, when you're turning 25 the NHS sends you a letter. Is that what happened to you? Yeah,
because I got a letter when I was like, I was only 24. I was a young spring chicken.
24? Yeah, you'll be 24. It was before you turned 25.
I thought you were supposed to get it like on your 25th birthday, kind of your Hogwarts letter showing up through the door. No post on Sundays.
They show up at your birthday party.
Yeah. I thought it was that situation, that when you turn 25, this letter will arrive that tells you time for your smear.
This person comes out dressed as a big vagina.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was expecting. Hagrid to come through the door.
Jumps out of the cake.
With the big cake that says, time to get your smear. All spelled wrong. But no, I got it when I was 24, early.
Oh my God, yeah. Well, we were just saying, I've had one before. This is not good advertising. I didn't love the experience. Obviously, you wouldn't, would you? Mm. But we have to do them, guys.
I know.
So there you go.
If you book yours, I'll book mine.
I will do it. I need to do it, yeah.
Let's book them for next week. Maybe we should do them when I come to Brighton next week.
What a miserable...
Get our smears together.
Worst idea I've ever had.
Dinner, then a smear.
Should we go live in the... Okay, well, now we've got that out the way.
Yeah. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Thanks to everyone who sent their condolences to me on the last episode. I really had a breakdown. Don't bother listening to it if you haven't listened to it. I mean, it's a great episode.
I loved that episode, which sounds weird because there were tears in that episode, but I just felt like it was...
A roller coaster.
I loved speaking to you that day. I just had a really good time with you.
It's been downhill since then. We haven't...
Oh, my goodness. It's been downhill like nothing else. So we tried to record yesterday. I'm just going to say this. We tried to record yesterday. I burst into tears.
Before we started.
I was having a bad body dysmorphia day. Before we started recording, I...
Just having none of it.
Literally couldn't stop crying. So we had to stop. Mm-hmm. So we're trying again today. Because we couldn't really have two crying episodes in a row.
It wasn't even the crying. I want you to feel comfortable to cry. It's more so just we weren't... The energy was off.
Oh, way off. way off.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, we can't ignore, like, don't dismiss the feelings, you know?
Totally, totally.
So are the vibes off today? I don't know. I'm sure you'll let us know.
They could be, yeah. They could well be.
I think that's it from me. What about you? How are you?
That's totally it from me. I mean, nothing's new. Had to pick up some kids from school yesterday. That was pretty boring.
Not your own kids, we should say.
Not my own kids. No, I haven't had two kids in the space of last week.
You're in WandaVision.
Yeah, literally. I haven't seen that.
Well,
I started it.
So here's the thing, guys. I'm proposing a Marvel bonanza,
yeah,
to Seffi.
And I'm accepting the proposal.
She's accepted the proposal.
Yes.
Which is good
100
news.
Times, yeah. What's that from?
Yes, 100 times yes.
I think it's a Jane Austen thing.
Yeah.
Yes. 100 times yes.
Yeah, maybe it is.
I think it's from Emma.
Yeah, it's from something. 100 times yes. Yeah, yeah.
Starring Gwyneth Paltrow.
I was thinking of the new Emma.
Oh, starring Anya Taylor-Joy.
It's not from that.
Could not be that. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck knows. Fuck knows.
It's not that. Well, it might be. Look, whatever.
The vibes are off. Confirmed.
The vibes are off. Yeah.
Yes, I'm telling you, yes. What's that from? So boring.
Such interesting combo. Don't you guys just love our dynamic?
I do think I'm really down for the Marvel bonanza because Wing loves Marvel and I've never seen anything.
Yeah, who knew that was me?
I've only ever seen the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Yeah, and you saw Homecoming.
Far From Home.
You saw Far From Home.
Far From Home.
Because I said to her, you're going to really like this film because I'd already seen it in the cinema. And Seffi, obviously, we used to have great times in the cinema. And I said,
yeah,
come with me. Let's go watch it again. Because I knew you'd like it because it's a school trip vibe.
And you were 100% right. You were yes, 1,000 times yes, right.
Yeah.
Have we spoken about the time that in the cinema once we got there half an hour early and we decided to sit there for half an hour and talk about the things that we love?
I think most times we got there a half an hour early.
Absolutely. I get funny about like being late to the cinema. If I'm even 1 minute late, we're turning around to go back home.
Oh, it's ruined. It's
ruined.
Cancelled. Yeah.
Absolutely cancelled. But we got there like really early and then we sat there and we said, should we do superlatives?
It's kind of the bones of compliments to the chef.
It really did lay the foundations for compliments to the chef. We were giving each other bread for the table.
Kind of laid the foundations for our whole kind of marriage counselling vibe that we have
so
together.
So true. That's what they recommend in marriage counselling. Go to the cinema and just talk about what you love about each other for half an hour.
Yeah, talk freely about...
the poor people arriving to see the film whilst we're in the middle of that. Jesus.
So are those girls crying? Are they sobbing? Film hasn't started.
Are they saying you're the most loving? So odd.
The most loving. So strange. Good times.
Yeah, great times. Let's go to the cinema, like, next week.
Do you want to? Okay.
I would love to. Or let's do something fun.
What can we see, though?
We could see Licorice Pizza.
Yeah, we could. Is it out in cinema? Is it out, like, in big cinemas, though? Or is it kind of...
I don't know.
Mm.
Fuck knows. We should arrange this really off the podcast.
Yeah. So what time are you going to get here? Like, you on your way. Okay, bye. See you soon.
What are you going to wear?
Oh, for God's sake. Right, this episode.
Yeah.
Shall we?
Reset.
I would like to make this reset thing a bit more intentional for me.
Okay. You're already so intentional to me.
Yeah, so I've heard.
In today's compliments to the chef that we did before we started.
Yeah, before. Oh, yeah, we saved that for off the pod. We saved the interesting conversation about what should we see at the cinema for the podcast. Thought you guys couldn't miss out on that. I know I've spoken about being disciplined before on the podcast, but I do feel like taking care of myself is something that I'm trying to be more disciplined about. And I feel like for some people, this is not going to work, but because I totally get the whole, what this episode isn't going to be is like an interesting conversation or like commentary on like the online like buzzwords and discourse around like self-care and like reset routine and like healthy habits. Like, I'm not commenting on that today personally. I don't know if you've got any comments up your sleeve, Seffi, but
CBA.
Yeah, CBA to get into it. There is good and bad.
CBA.
Pros and cons to these YouTube titles that you're clicking on.
Mm.
But I think of a really like defined reset routine for me would be quite, I don't know, a good idea. Probably a lot of things that would be a good idea for me, to be honest.
I think one of the hardest bits is knowing when you need to reset, though. Because I think I kind of plow through my life a few days too long before I realize, you should probably reset. It's like, oh, if I could just identify at the beginning of the spiral, the very first step before you fall down the fucking staircase,
yeah,
that you might need to take a step back, that would be great. But I'm really bad at identifying when I feel bad.
Same in the early stage. But yeah, before you know it, it's too late. I agree. We actually had a comment saying something like that. Let me read it. I'm kind of so deep in my ruts that I don't realize I'm in one and just wait until it leaves.
100%.
Which I think it's a good thing to have the whole patience vibe, because I feel like that is something that I really need to have, is like, if I feel like I'm putting pressure on myself, like, well, you can't do this, you can't be like this right now, you have things to do, get up, you need to do this, like, blah blah blah, if I'm putting the stress on, like, sort your fucking shit out, you have time for this, it makes me feel like, but I can't do it, I feel even more not capable.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? So it's like the balance of,
because you're piling the shame on.
Exactly. How often do you think you, no judgment here, how often do you think you get in like a bit of a bad time?
I think I have bad times throughout every day.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I think I go through, honestly, the ringer every day. Every day.
Through the ringer, you've been in the wars.
Through the ringer. I definitely have like manic ups and downs throughout every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I only get hit by like a bad time when it's like long overdue.
Right.
Kind of, you've been stepping into that and then it all breaks at once, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not someone really that gets sad in like a wallowing way. I'm not very slow. I don't take my time, which is stupid. I'll either be ecstatically insane in one way, or I'll go the other way where I'll be kind of like hysterically crying.
Furious.
I never really, like, it will flip before even I realize it. Like, 1 second I'm like, I need to cry. I don't know why I need to cry. Oh my God, I'm here.
Yeah. You know what? We kind of had this yesterday. Tell me to stop if you want me to stop. About where, when you were getting upset and you kept being like, I'm fine. I don't know why I'm crying. I'm really fine. And I was like, I know you're fine. But I also think part of what you're experiencing is being like, oh, the story that you had told yourself in a kind of Brené Brown kind of way, the story that you had told yourself was you weren't going to cry today because you felt fine. So then now when you're crying, you're like, what? No, I'm not doing this today. This wasn't my day. And it's very confusing and like feels very unsettling. So it's like, not only are you crying because you're feeling the emotions of crying, it's also like, no, I'm fine. And it's like, I believe that you're fine. I know you are. But also you're just experiencing this emotion right now. Doesn't mean you're not fine.
It was definitely that, because I think I had told myself,
just stop before you go in, are we happy to just take a second to think about, I don't want it to be like I've brought this up and then you speak about it for 10 minutes and then actually you're like, you know what, I didn't want to talk about that.
Yeah,
I think it's fine up until this point, but just think about how much you give here in terms of what you want to give.
Yeah, I'm gonna give like a smaller version.
Yeah,
I think it's because it was confusing because I was making a decision that was good for me, but I think I forget how hard those things can be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's almost was a counterintuitive thing that I was doing. Oh, fuck it. No, I don't want to give anything.
You don't have to give anything. That can go in.
It's just too much. It's too much.
It's kind of, talk about it in past tense, not when you're still in it.
Yeah, no, I'm too in it.
But I think that was fine.
Just whatever. I mean, it just made no sense what I said.
I just wanted to stop you before we talk about it for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I don't think this episode is right. Do you know what I mean?
It's just almost, what?
I think I don't know what I think, because I think sometimes I almost think what would be quite good for me is, this is probably what everyone else does, normal human beings, I guess, take like every Sunday or whatever, a couple of hours to just do a minimal reset and they just feel quite good. Whereas I will just go for like months on end, just like, okay, oh my God, I'm miserable. Just, oh my God, I'm like this, whatever, yeah.
Oh, but you acknowledge that you're miserable in that time. Because I think I can't even acknowledge to myself that I'm miserable. I'm like, I'm fine. No, you're doing, I'm okay.
I think a lot of the time I know I'm not good and I don't care enough about myself to take the time to do the things that I know will make me feel better. I'm just like, well, fuck you. Fucking keep feeling shit then, you piece of shit.
Yeah, no, that is it.
Which is really healthy.
Well, it's like you don't have time.
For me, it's like when I'm in misery, when I'm feeling bad, there could be a list of things that I know will make me feel good. but the thought of doing them is not good to me, so I'm not going to do them. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's it. It's kind of, we know all of these things. I could list 10 things that will be on every YouTube video. Reset routine, this is how I get myself out of a slump, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, and what everyone said, I journal, I take a walk, I clean my room, I have a shower, I have a healthy meal.
I get off social media.
There's five off the top of my head. Woo, look at me go. Yeah, I take a time off my phone.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Blah, blah, blah. But when you're in, when it's too late, basically, that's why it's kind of important that if you could just have a healthy dose of a reset routine every now and then, rather than burn yourself into oblivion and then be like, shit, I could really do with a reset routine right about now. Clicks on a YouTube video saying, my reset routine. So it's too late for you. It's too late now.
Do you know what? It reminds me of a quote that we used to be quite, I think we quite liked this back in the day. I don't think we've spoken about this in ages, but this was like one of our early kind of takes when we first started like Instagram. It was a quote that said, create a life so like caring of yourself that you don't need a self-care routine or something like that. And it's like,
oh, that's nice.
I remember we quite liked it, but then I remember saying it once. I did this poetry thing for a while. And it was like with this group of people, and there was one thing, like they were like, what's a quote you've heard recently? And I said, oh my god, I heard this one where it's like, create a life so good that you don't need to escape it, sort of thing. And they were like, that's a lot of pressure to put on yourself. And then I thought, okay, was it that good? Is it that good? What do I actually think? And then I just actually think, no, I do agree with the quote. That girl doesn't know what she's talking about. She's living in bad faith.
Well,
living in well bad faith.
That's, I think it, for me, it just comes down to no, and it's what I've said before, tell as old as time, know where to push.
Yeah.
Because someone said, so here's a little thing that I wanted to talk about this. So someone said, they said, bit weird, not this is not me saying it, they said, bit weird, I decide the aesthetic of the day will be cozy, i.e. a slow morning, shower, Netflix. And I was going to talk about this because it's kind of like, it's the kind of romanticize your life thing. It's like, if you put a name on it.
What's the aesthetic of my day?
Yeah, have you not thought?
I never think of that.
Really?
I never think of it in terms of what's the aesthetic. I more think of like kind of, I honestly am so unintentional.
I don't think.
Yeah, no, I don't think. I'm so unintentional. I just, before I know it, I've got up and I've done my things.
Yeah.
Like I never think of like, ooh, today's going to be a reckless aesthetic.
I'm superficial Libra vibes. I think of the aesthetic. I'm like, what is this? What are we giving? What's the look today?
Ooh,
like, what's it giving?
Love
like,
that.
But there's the obviously pros and cons of it is that for some people that would be too much pressure of thinking about like, why are you putting, is that a performance? Like, what is that? Like an aesthetic on your day? Like just live freely. Like we could go there if we wanted to, but I can't bother. You guys get what that take would be. And for some, in some ways that's completely true, but I also think if that works for you, and I kind of feel like not only with this podcast but kind of with the reset routine for me is about take what works for you. Learning what works for you is like a long process. Take what works for you, just disregard other thing, everything else. And I also think don't have any attachment to specific things, so well, which is easily done. Just don't have any attachment to anything.
Be attached to nothing.
But kind of sometimes, so something might make you feel better, like, oh, when I journal and I go for a nice walk, it makes me feel loads better. That's great. But then one time you might feel bad and you go for a walk and you do your journaling and then you think, I still feel like shit. And I think sometimes certain things are going to work, certain things won't work. You might do yoga for 6 months straight and then not do it again for 6 months. Doesn't mean, oh my God, I need to get back into yoga. I need to get back into I need to get back into this. You can do it when you want. Some kind of habits and routines, you can just pick them up and drop them as and when you need them. Do you know what I mean? Don't force it.
Yeah, entirely. And also, we've said this before, but it's not the things that you would expect that would relax you. What sometimes you need to reset and to make your life feel good isn't always the stunning things, like if you drink a matcha, iced matcha in the morning, and you get outside and you read your book, which by the way sounds amazing,
stunning,
and you do your yoga and you eat your breakfast and blah 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 blah. Those things might make you happy, but it also might be you need to go to a party, you need to get your smear,
take your ASOS parcels back.
Yeah, you need to go and have a fucking bit of metal shoved up your vagina. Like, it doesn't always sound like,
great,
okay, that's fucking restful, that's amazing, all of this stuff. But it's like, actually, maybe it is you need to watch the most gruesome horror movie you've ever fucking seen.
I agree.
It's not always going to be, oh, if you do your skincare routine. Yeah, I wish it was. If I do my skincare routine, I feel great. But actually, sometimes you don't feel great. Sometimes you don't feel great. And sometimes it's like, actually, what you need to do is let your hair get a bit fucking dirty and go outside and live a bit in the real world.
Mm-hmm. I think it's about learning what does and doesn't. Do you know what I mean? Like, the willingness to try things and the willingness to let things go.
And yeah, being fluid. I think it's so difficult to be fluid, because if the one thing that humans want is to belong, is to be accepted in like a society and to be similar to everyone else, but also be exceptional within that.
Not a big ask.
Kind of a hard life we've all got.
Yeah.
But that is kind of what we want, to be exceptional, but belong. Weird. I don't know. It's like, okay, so it'd be great if they could be the same things as everyone else. And it would be great if they were like the most neat and aesthetic. And oh my, yay, the aesthetic of my day that I need today is, for example, cozy. Love the vibe. It's a cozy vibe. I'm going to have a shower, do my face mask, all of the stuff. I'm going to maybe phone my friend. And it's going to be like a cozy, stunning day. I'm going to go and get a hot chocolate. Stunning. I want to come with you.
So do I.
But it's also like the aesthetic of the day could actually be, you need to let your hair down.
Yeah.
You need to chill the fuck out. Go to some grotty fucking bar with your friend and get drunk and talk to them. I'm not suggesting you do that, but...
kind of are, though. Like, why not?
I'm not suggesting go to a grotty fucking dangerous bar.
We're not saying start an alcohol problem. Yeah, yeah.
It could be start ruining your life.
Turn to substances.
But I do think it could be something a bit unattractive and a little bit like weird, like, I don't know, a little bit dodgy,
a little bit not from a mold, not from a cookie cutter, not from the prescription of social media, not from anything that comes from the tendencies of the discourse of self-care. It could be nothing to do with that.
And what a young, pretty young girl should be doing. Fuck that. Do what a fucking ugly 50-year-old man's doing.
Yeah.
They're the happiest people in this fucking world. They've got everything. So do what they fucking do. Don't. Become a banker.
The fury.
Become a banker. Eat lunch at your desk every day. Become depressed.
Cheat on your wife.
Sleep with a prostitute. I mean...
Okay, I really like this message. Somebody said, I just shake things up every now and then. Picking new hobbies, changing diet, making stunning. New vision boards, etc. Really stunning. And actually, I was thinking this morning, because when we woke up, I kept saying to my boyfriend, I'm really excited for today. Not that anything's happening. But it kind of made me think, when I'm in a good mindset, I am excited.
100%.
I think that feels more like happiness to me when I'm excited. If I think about my sadness is like hopelessness and like, I'll just slip out the back door and no one will notice kind of thing.
Yeah.
the opposite of that is like,
oh God, that is so horrific.
I know. Sorry, let me just not drop that in. I actually want to say off the back of the last episode, I think what I was trying to say is I think
you said it perfectly, by the way.
And I hope, because I think it will be happening. Thanks. But I just don't want any of you to think that you could slip out the back door and no one would notice, because this is your earth. You are supposed to be here. Your experience is valid. Take your time. There is no rush. This is all yours for the taking. Whatever you want this life to be, it's all yours. That's my crux.
Stunning.
Anyway, I woke up feeling excited because I think that's the kind of opposite of where my sadness is, in the sense that if I feel like there's no hope and no point, the opposite is like, I'm really excited for today, even if I literally have nothing in the diary or nothing particularly like exciting on paper. It's just that feeling of I'm looking forward to it. And I think that's a really nice, I think doing things like this person said, like just trying to just change things up in a, maybe even in a really minute way, like just try a new meal or even something you haven't eaten in a long time, or like you go and read it at one park or go and read it a different on the other side of town, like,
yeah,
just small things where you can almost like artificially inseminate you can almost just pluck and drop a little taste of excitement in your day. You're manufacturing that feeling,
yeah,
consciously with intention, basically.
And that's kind of the incredible thing about emotions, you can kind of give yourself them.
Cheat the system.
There's a huge fucking quote that we say on this podcast all the time, which is something along the lines of, I forgot it now.
Suddenly can't remember it. What is it? I don't know what you're gonna say.
It's like, give yourself everything you once desired from others now.
Oh, everything you once desired, yeah, from others, you give to yourself now.
Yeah.
Now.
And that's that. You can give yourself the feeling of excitement by doing something exciting.
Yeah.
You can give yourself the feeling of joy by doing something joyful. Obviously, it's not as fucking easy as I want to be happy. Oh my God, I did something happy, now I'm happy.
No, flick a switch. Yippee.
Not that easy. No one is saying that. But I do think there is something about, I used to have a thing when I was at school. I was like, one of my favorite feelings in the world, and I'm sure it's one of people's favorite feelings in the world, is like belly laughing, when your belly is aching. And I was like, why can't I have that every day?
Yeah.
I need to have that every day. So I curated like a YouTube
playlist
of hilarious things that I watched every day.
Super highbrow comedy.
But it was horrific, because now if I look back, it's like Shane Dawson and fucking Louis C.K. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's like all these fucking sex offenders. It's like horrific.
Oh my God.
But like things that I thought were hilarious when I was in year 11.
Mm-hmm.
And I just watched all of this stuff, and I guaranteed I would laugh every single day. I would have like a big fucking laugh every day. And I think
even though
I probably wasn't happy at that time, I wasn't a happy person, I still was laughing every day.
You were getting your laughs in, like getting your steps in.
Literally. And I knew that there would be 2 minutes during that day that I would be smiling and laughing. Like, you can cultivate.
You know what the opposite of that is?
Mm.
Oh, no, go on, sorry.
No, just you can artificially inseminate a little bit of laughter. You don't have any friends that are making you laugh, but you can artificially inseminate a laugh into you. Horrific. Also, I had loads of friends. I literally was like,
you might not have any friends, but you can artificially inseminate a little bit of excitement.
I'm so sorry to like, so all strange of my friends at Friends Meet. I like had luck quite a lot. Sorry, I've more then than I do now.
Oh my God. Ooh. I was gonna say, you know, the opposite of that is kind of being on TikTok for an hour and like doing a little like extra air out of your nose kind of laugh, like twice.
Yeah, but that's not good enough for an hour's input of scrolling.
No, but that's what I'm saying. The opposite of that.
Totally.
Is unintentionally opening an app, spending 2 hours there, and like getting kind of 5% of enjoyment out of it, rather than taking some dedicated time.
And also about 10 triggering things in the meantime.
Exactly, yeah. You're just flooding yourself with a load of shit. So some of it will stick. something's going to roll right off. But if you actually took the time to just revisit the ones that you've liked, or go to the ones that you've just sent your friend, or X, Y, and Z, you're going to have a much more curated
experience and a less risky,
tight, concise experience, rather than just diving in the fucking deep end and just taking on, I might get bit by a shark, I might see a beautiful flounder. But chances are, you're going to be eaten alive on the way. Yeah. Use your brain, dummies. Come on, guys.
Honestly.
Get a grip. Where are we? What are we thinking?
The idea of the fact that this is a normalised behaviour, and no wonder we all need a fucking reset routine if this is what we do every day. We wake up, our eyes open to this crazy fucking world. Our alarm's going beep, 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 and we go, okay, before
you've got someone next to you going, I'm really excited for today. I'm really excited for today.
No, that's amazing. But realistically, what is, you realise you've got to be out the fucking door in half an hour, but you've got just enough time to open up the world's most risky app that gives you minute-long sort of artificially inseminated things of laughter, fear, joy, trigger, anxiety, hilarious.
Meh. Yeah.
It's literally like, no wonder you're like, I think I need to have a bath today.
Yes, like, honestly, that and the rest.
I think I need to do a skincare routine. I need to read in a different park today. It's like, maybe we should cut out the fucking shit that's making us need to reset. And this is the quote that I said at the poetry thing, and they all said, no, don't think so.
Little did they know you had a podcast that you were going to spread this misinformation to thousands of people.
Literally. A bit too much pressure. Well, I'm going to add some fucking pressure to you. But maybe it is a better idea to create a life that isn't filled with shit. And I don't mean go live in the Bahamas, quit your job, go live in the Bahamas and drink mango smoothies every day. I'm not saying live in this fucking blissful utopia. I'm saying maybe there are some behaviors that we have in our lives that make it so that we need to reset our lives every month.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we just remove that shit?
Yeah.
Because realistically, it's not actually adding anything. And I remember the day I deleted TikTok was over a year ago now, and I haven't gone back to it. I was absolutely addicted to TikTok. I loved it. Definitely got me through the pandemic, I would say, the first bit of lockdown. But actually, I would say, did it, or was I just, did it get me through? I would use that as a bit of a thing. Oh, my TikTok was so great, got me through the lockdown. Don't know if it did. But I was just on it all the fucking time. The minute I deleted it, I never thought of it again. I was a bit gutted when my friend told me about this whole sea shanty thing that I missed, but other than that, I didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
I did not give a shit. I don't think there are certain things, I'm not just talking about TikTok, because I do think the algorithm is absolutely incredible.
Sublime.
It's just, honestly divine.
Unbeatable.
Cannot be beaten. They've tried it. YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, they're all trying it. Cannot beat that algorithm. But it's like, okay, so maybe there are some other behaviours in your life that you just do almost unconsciously. You open your eyes and you do this thing, or maybe you wouldn't need to have such a strict skincare regime, or take a long bath, or read in a different park, or any of these things. Maybe actually you can just wipe out some of the things that are causing you stress in your life.
Eliminate things. That's why I was saying as well at the beginning that it's all about learning what isn't working for you, because I think the crux of that, if you wouldn't mind me offering one,
I would love a crux,
is to take responsibility for your own actions in your life, which I honestly don't want to do.
No, I'm a bit annoyed at that. Like,
because I would love...
Can someone else take responsibility?
Yeah, like, fuck off. Like, can someone else book my smear? Like, oh, Jesus.
Where's God when you need him?
Yeah, honestly. But it's literally, it goes without saying, it's the only way, it's the only choice we've got. And by not taking responsibility and not being intentional and not kind of being disciplined is only making it worse. For me,
it's nobody's coming, Harry.
It is, yeah.
Nobody's coming to book your smear, and nobody's coming to delete TikTok for you, and nobody's coming to be like, maybe you should learn guitar.
I mean, maybe this is us coming. Maybe this is technically someone coming.
Are we Harry's dad?
Yeah.
Are we the stag?
We're the Patronus after all. Yeah. What's your Patronus? It's these two girls, Steffi and Wing. They have this podcast called Post That Saying, and they come out and they just like spew out a load of shit, and the Dementors like run away. It's really fun.
I mean, that's the worst thing. You're expecting your dad's Patronus to arrive and it's us. Harry, nobody's coming, Harry.
We're shaking you.
stunning scene, by the way. Sirius's soul is getting sucked out of
this
him.
This is resounding so much, but I have to stop you here. Assume the worst, guys. Bye. Peace out. Bye. Assume the worst.
That would so be. I mean, what a big twist. Nobody's coming, Harry, but it turns out it's us. We're coming, Harry.
We were coming, Harry. Oh, shit. Not me, not Hermione. You. So embarrassing. Can I ask?
Yes.
No pressure. Is there something you haven't really spoken about before?
Ooh, oh dear.
A little bit of pressure. Maybe just something like, oh, I think I might know where you'll go with this. I'm trying to, not that I'm trying to steer you in a certain direction.
I'm just trying to predict my words. Do you want to just do the question and the answer? You can do it.
But I think, well, maybe you haven't realised. Oh, I don't know. But
maybe I haven't realised. That's so scary.
I was going to say, let me not say that.
Maybe you haven't realised this thing about you.
That you do.
That is horrific.
It's a good thing. It's a habit that you've got. It's a good thing.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, go on.
But I was going to say, what is, like, not that it's a habit, but what is there anything that you've basically learned that, like, you could do more in your life that, like, whenever you do it, you feel good? So you should probably factor it in a bit more.
What's the thing you think?
Sorry.
Because I was trying to guess what you would think.
I know. Well,
she wouldn't think that. She wouldn't think that. What's she going to think? Go on.
I was thinking, this is not necessarily like the direct answer to that question, but I just thought this might be where your mind goes, is that I know with book club, you've been getting back into reading.
Big time.
So I was thinking maybe it's reading.
Oh my god, yeah, 100%. I wouldn't have thought that straight away. But yeah, no, it definitely is that.
Well, that's what I said. You might not have realised.
Yeah, no, I might not have realised. I definitely am so grateful for us having the Patreon book club because it just has opened such a door for me. I think I was in such a rut with reading that almost it's like I've wanted to be like reading actively for ages. I mean, since uni where I had to read so fucking much, I just hadn't read. I think it really actually, I'd underestimated how much the experience of reading so much academic books had put me off.
Did you read a lot at uni?
Well, I read academic books.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You're reading fiction, but you're thinking, okay, so I can bring that up and I can talk about it. It's like you're not ever reading for the joy of reading.
You didn't read for pleasure, yeah.
And it didn't put me off doing like watching films, but I do think it changes the way you read. And I think just reading for that experience of I'm reading a book and I never have to fucking talk about it. Unfortunately, I actually do in the book club. I actually do, but I really read that book as a consumer.
Yeah,
which was so great.
Yeah, that is good.
If you want to join our Patreon book clubs, and there is no pressure to at all, but I'm just going to mention it because people keep DMing like, when can we join? You can join at any time, but if you join at the beginning of the month, you can read the book along with us, and then at the end of the month we're doing like a bunch of Zooms and you guys can join, but join at the beginning of next month maybe if you want to come.
Because you were saying as well about how reading was a different experience to watching TikTok, which is so profound.
Should have really gone without saying, to be honest. What genius I am. God.
But I think that it's a different pace, isn't it?
I struggled with how slow reading was.
Well, because you were like, I'm a slow reader. And I was like, you're not a slow reader, I'm telling you.
No, I am. I genuinely am a slow reader. And I always have been a slightly slow reader.
Oh, really?
I think I am a slow reader. Like, after reading... But I don't hate it. I just really think I...
No.
I take time, and not even intentionally. It just takes me a long time to read. And I think that puts me off because I'm like, fuck, okay, it takes me time to read a book and all of this, but I really...
You don't want to feel like you're slugging behind.
Don't want to miss a sentence, and I really go back quite a lot. Like, if I feel like I didn't... You know when you're reading and your eyes are going over the words and you're like, fuck, I didn't take any of that in?
Yeah.
I really always go back.
Yeah, the last two paragraphs, where did they go? Yeah, definitely.
I was thinking about something else. I always go back. I really want to, like, take it in, because I would never do that in a film, like, tune out and things. I'm really in it.
For sure, yeah.
So I think I am a slow reader, and I don't hate that. I just think I've been so kind of a fucking tidal wave of media has been thrown over me in my life, and it's so fast paced of film, TV, TikTok, Instagram, all of this shit. It's like, yeah, okay, so looking at a page of a book, I'm like, boring.
Yeah.
I'm boring. Where are the pictures? Where is fucking Tom Holland?
Yeah.
What am I looking at here? I was a bit like, oh, fucking hell. And then I got in and I just thought, God, reading is what I've missed. Reading a book.
That's so good.
So fun.
And you didn't even realise.
No, I didn't realise that you were going to... Didn't think you were going to go there.
Didn't know I was going to pull that out of you.
Is there something that you think you, like, have missed in your life?
Yeah, watching TV.
Ooh, so nice.
Watching TV, like, watching a new
dedicated
movie or something.
Show.
Yeah, watching a show. Because I would just read, mindlessly would be one. Not mindlessly, but, like, I would be reading a lot. And I would be on social media a lot. And I would be just going about my day. And I would be re-watching things a lot. Especially in the pandemic. It's just, like, I would just put on something I've seen before.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Every night The Office is on.
The Office? The amount of The Office that I have consumed.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
I don't think I go a day without watching The Office, which is slightly worrying. But it's like, I need to get to Dundamith. Like, every day is me returning home to Dundamith.
Yeah, it's like, let's go to work.
Yeah, it's like, time to cock in. It's insane. Where would you... Sorry, this is just an office thing.
Yeah.
I've been thinking it quite a bit recently. If you had to sit anywhere in the office, where would you sit?
Oh, shit.
It's quite tricky. Like, you're a new employee at Dunder Mifflin. Where would you sit?
Oh, I don't like that because that puts a lot of pressure on it, doesn't it?
I know. I've been really thinking about it. Because Annex, off the cards, I don't think.
You can't be in the Annex. Yeah, you may as well kill yourself.
Because I think the good table is where Pam starts to sit later, as in with the table with Jim and Dwight. But you're a bit close to Michael.
I think you have to be close to Michael. It's Steve Carell's show.
No, but you're a new employee, I'm thinking.
I'm thinking you have to be somewhere in those ranks. You have to be with Pam, you have to be with Jim and Dwight and Michael. You have to be.
I think that is probably the best seat, the seat that Pam takes later.
What, you're thinking kind of next to Stanley? Maybe Phyllis's seat is quite good.
Well, that was the other option, but you're with...
She's the bridge of
Stanley and Andy.
The accounting department. Yeah. And then Stanley, yeah, and Andy. And then on the other side is Jim and Dwight, and then later Pam and Michael on the other side.
And you can turn round. You've got your back to Dwight, so that's fine. But if you look to your left slightly, Jim's there.
Don't quite like having my back to Dwight. Don't really trust that.
No, he's like pulling a knife.
He's going to shoot me in the head.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
Maybe Andy's would be quite good.
You've got full scope of everything that's going on.
You're in between Stanley and Phyllis. But then there is quite a thing about Phyllis having, like, smelly perfume, which I don't necessarily
like the vibe of. Yeah, that's going to put me right off.
Stanley, I don't know if he wouldn't be that talkative, which would be my issue.
If he has a heart attack, I'm done. I can't.
Oh, goodness.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I want to be up top. I want to be at the front.
The only problem I have with sitting in that seat with Jim and Dwight is Jim and Pam are just flirting the whole time and you're just stuck with Dwight.
I'm kind of thinking me, Jim and Pam have come to some sort of arrangement where I...
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. It only works if you're flirting with Jim.
I think maybe we've had some artificial insemination going on.
Of romance, yeah.
Well, I'm thinking of kind of, what's her name? Cece or something. It's like, maybe I'm carrying a child.
Oh, you're Cece.
I've literally had artificial insemination.
You're carrying their child.
Something. Or maybe they have a non-romantic relationship and I've stomped all over the whole thing and it's all about me and Jim.
Yeah, that's quite good. Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to know where on the floor plan you'd place yourself.
I think you're in and amongst the drama.
You have to be.
You don't want to be hearing laughs from the other side of the office and you think, what's going on there?
You don't want to be where Toby is.
And you have to traipse over and say, hi guys, what are we talking about?
Oh my goodness.
Miserable. You have to be in and amongst it.
Well, you don't want to be Meredith in Creed. That area's bad.
I would come out... You're coming out a different person. You're spending every day with the likes of Meredith in Creed. It's kind of, if you're the smartest in the room, you're in the wrong room. It's like, if you're surrounded by Meredith and Creed, you're coming out with, to be honest, you've turned to substance abuse.
Totally.
To bring us back.
Okay, good. Good convo. Sorry if that alienated the non-office watchers.
Maybe. I mean, if that alienated you, I'd really recommend watching it. Oh,
goodness.
It gives me a similar feeling to Goes Without Saying, actually. Pure comedic genius.
Oh my God, such comedic genius. I was saying the other day, the best shows, in my opinion, that have ever been made are Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I would say Succession.
Wow.
And The Office.
I do feel like, I'm joking, but I do also think The Office does give me a similar feeling of, if you're listening to this podcast, to feel
connection and to feel comfort with these random kooky characters. Crazy. So crazy girls and losers.
It's genuinely comfort.
Then yes, it's very comforting. Yeah.
It's genuinely like the safest world you could be in, I think.
Once you know them.
It's just there. It's just so... Mm. That's my cozy reset routine.
Mm, it's really nice, actually.
Great show.
It's a great... Yeah, it's a great show. Well, this is what I'm... Anyway, but I'm also trying to watch new things. That was what I was saying. But you've really sold me on actually just not watching anything else other than The Office.
Yeah.
But I do find that when I watch new things, I just feel so inspired.
I so get that, yeah. Is this from Defending Jacob?
And excited, I guess. It brings some sort of excitement. Defending Jacob was great. And I watched Marriage Story.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Which I was really singing the praises of Scarlett Johansson. Because just phenomenal
actress.
Performance. Just so beautiful. Yeah, just so like, I'm every word. I'm in on every word. I'll take whatever you give me.
Mm-hmm.
And you're giving me everything. And I'm sucking it up. Suckle the teat. I love it.
Scarlett Johansson.
I loved it.
Mm.
It was, I just love like a real kind of internal,
yeah.
Really like it.
I really want to watch it. You really have sold me on it. But the thing is, they are all wearing... She looks like she's wearing shirts quite a lot. And I really...
She is wearing little shirts.
I don't know whether I've mentioned my phobia of shirts and buttons and shit. But it's a whole fucking thing.
It is real.
It's, oh God, is it real?
But I just find it really... It's also, it's like I'm dedicating time to watch this and it's something new. It's just, it's exciting. It's nice.
Yeah.
I just need to watch more TV, I think.
Can I recommend one for you?
Sure.
I feel like we're really in a recommending. This is the recommendation podcast.
Did you recommend something to me the other day? Is it what you were going to say?
I would highly recommend Dope Sick and I've finished it now. It's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, I was going to watch it yesterday.
It's great.
Okay.
It's about the opioid crisis. All-star cast. Absolutely amazing cast.
Star cast.
Michael Keaton is now, I would say, one of my favourite actors.
Wow, really?
I love Michael Keaton now.
Okay, I will watch it.
Can't stop Googling him.
But this is not going to be a comforting show to me.
Oh, do not watch that as a comfort.
But I'm on the edge of my seat.
Oh, no. It's very depressing because it's real. It's based on a true story about what happened during the opioid crisis in America, which I knew nothing about. And it's just about pharmaceutical companies being cunts.
Am I cut out?
You can 100% handle it. It's just one of those. It's one of those things that you watch and you just become so angry at the world.
Yeah, I can do that.
It's unbelievable what they got away with. They just paid their way out of killing thousands and thousands of people. It's incredible. Dope Sick. It's on Disney Plus. And somehow no one ever understands what we say on this podcast. So it's Dope Sick on Disney Plus.
I was literally thinking, so this morning, got this really recommendation sitting out. This is the last thing. A very quick point that I was listening to Bobo and Flex this morning, just for a quick nostalgia hit. But if you have not yet listened to Bobo and Flex, you're going to really fall in love with them. There's nothing like it. There's no podcast like
nothing.
It. They're amazing. And I was thinking about how Seffy sent me a screenshot once of someone who'd messaged saying, what was that podcast that you guys mentioned? Was it Fizzy and Bo? Which I thought was so funny.
I just don't think we can speak.
No, we obviously can't.
Because I replied just being like, it's Bobo and Flex. But I just thought, God, we must not be able to articulate ourselves.
We butcher things. We absolutely annihilate the English language in every episode.
So now it's Dope Sick.
Mm-hmm.
Our Instagram is Seffy and Wing.
And Wing.
This podcast you're listening to is called Goes Without Saying. And it's Nobody Is Coming Harry.
I love this message. Before I say it, I just want to reiterate that take what is going to work for you and disregard everything else, because I know for a fact this is gonna freak some people out, I think. But when we asked what people's kind of reset routine is, what they do to kind of pull themselves back into a good space, this person said, and I saw myself with this person, they said, I remind myself of death and the things that I want to do in my life, and that gets my head clear, brackets, mostly. And I know that you're the same, Seffy.
You know what?
yeah
I like it.
Some people, I get it totally, it's too much. It's kind of like being reminded that you're like a tiny dot on like a massive universe freaks people out. I really do get that, and I do feel like sometimes this might work for you and sometimes it won't. But I think it's kind of I'm pulling us back, I guess, to Nobody's Coming, Harry. It's kind of that sense of like, and I know I said actually at the beginning that I need to not feel like I have a time limit on myself and no pressure.
Mm.
But in the right mood, when the environment is just right, having some sort of urgency brings me back to, because I think it's kind of, there's a fine line between urgency and excitement, for example. It kind of lights the fire of desire again to do something. It is, again, kind of one of the opposites of just like eternal hopelessness and just like doom and,
yeah,
and pointlessness and despair. The opposite of that is like lighting the fire under your ass and being like, fuck,
I've got shit to do.
All right, no, I can do that. I'm going to go, let me fucking do it. Yeah, I mean, let me have fun.
Do you know what? I think I get the opposite feeling from the whole, the planet is going to explode, you're a tiny speck, there's a universe of stuff.
So it's like none of it matters.
It's,
yeah,
almost like there's no urgency in that for me. It's not,
right,
oh my God, I'm a tiny speck, I need to do things. It's like, oh fuck, none of it matters.
Yeah, I can totally chill, nothing matters. Yeah, I get that too.
And then it's like, it frees you up to be like, what do I actually want to do?
Yes, yeah, completely.
It's not, oh well, I need to have done this by this time.
Then I need to get my degree. Yeah, no.
It's like, what's a degree to an infinite universe? Nothing. It's just a piece of paper. Yeah. It literally is.
Take that to your graduation.
Yeah. It's, what is a degree to an alien? What is a fucking, any milestone?
What's an alien to a failed job interview?
Literally.
Two sides, but yeah, I completely agree.
Literally. I think it takes all the pressure off me. There is no urgency when I think of that. And I do think of my death often.
If you couldn't tell, no one is surprised.
And I love it. I love the idea of, like, I'm hoping it's an old age. I'm touching wood. I hope that for everyone here.
Touching wood for you, yeah.
Even if you're listening thinking you hate us, I hope it for you. But I do think there is something about recognizing the reality of this is finite. This is a finite experience.
Mm-hmm.
That is so amazing. Like, that is so relaxing to me.
I find it quite grounding because I think when you lose sight or you lose perspective,
yeah,
I've lost grip, that sort of thing, I forget that. And it's the kind of thing of like, I can't even understand that I'm here on this earth, that I'm having, yeah, an experience. It becomes so passive and so out of body that I'm just rolling through the motions of, oh, I'm just this person, I just go through these things,
yeah,
and I just put in nowhere, you know, this is just what happens to me in this existence. It's like, actually, no, I'm on earth for a limited amount of time.
Yeah.
How am I spending my time and who am I here? What do I want? All of these experiences, what do I want?
And it's suddenly you stop taking it for granted in the sense that, and not, oh, you just take your life for granted, but in a sense that it's like your life, it becomes that it goes without saying that you're here. It's like, oh, well, this just is something that has happened to me, mm-hmm, and I've ended up here. And it's like, yeah, you can either choose to go through it like it is the most mundane thing of, oh, what do you do in this life? Oh, I guess this is just how humans behave. Or you can think, it's fucking strange that we're all here and then we've then all created these rules of the way that we do things, and we're all just going along with that until the day that we die, and that we hope that our family continue to live beyond us, and then I've played my role. It's just a weird thing. It's like, actually, if I'm here and one day I'm not going to be here, what do I want to do? Oh, well, if I want to stay in bed all day and watch The Office, I 100% should. If I want to learn guitar and make a painting, I 100% should do that.
If I have this time, how should I spend it? Yeah.
Do anything. I want to go and sleep with a fucking 100 people. I should 100% do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you should go and literally do exactly what you want, because it truly doesn't matter as long as it's not hurting anyone else, is my little thing I'm going to put on the end of that. As long as it's not hurting anyone else, you should do whatever the fuck you want.
Doesn't matter, yeah. Disclaimer.
So sometimes thinking of the world dying is the best thing you can do. My reset routine.
Reset routine. Just contemplate death for a few moments and then I'm pulled right back.
I really think nothing refreshes you like the realization of the meaninglessness of this whole amazing experience.
It is beautiful. I'm so sorry to leave you on that note if that doesn't feel good for you.
Yeah, no, I totally would. Also, you're totally right in that that isn't nice.
You're in your rights. Yeah, of course.
What a horrific thought, but also, wow.
Mm.
The power.
It's a powerful thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, it's kind of that classic thing, is the sooner you can accept that, then you can like get on with it. Your happiness, basically. Mm-hmm.
You can look at what you want.
Mm.
Why do you want it? because it really, the praise you're going to get from it is going to rot away like your body one day. So what do you want?
That made it better. That made them all feel better.
Hope you're feeling good, guys.
I hope so. Is that our wholesome ending?
The praise that you get will rot away like your body. Bye, guys.
Like your dead body. Okay, bye.
Well, yeah, I've got nothing else to say. What do you have, anything that you like, any burning desires of things to say?
My burning desire is just say thanks, because I really feel the connection.
Same. I think we always talk about this, that, I don't know, I personally find it sometimes quite rare that you feel the love from it, or you feel like,
yeah, you do.
I don't know, sense that something is kind of in a good spot right now. And I think we both feel that we're in quite a good spot with this right now. And I think we're really grateful for just like every single person for listening to this. So just genuinely thank you.
I was saying yesterday, I kind of have the thing of like, I can always feel the goodness, but sometimes I always feel a lot of badness.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's when I can lean out of the badness and just take, do you know what I mean? It's not that I can't feel the good, it's that I've got too much bad in my head, yeah.
It's clouded, agreed. It's just, all the goodness is just clouded by shit. And at the moment, we must just be unclouded and we can see it.
I honestly think we spent a good 45 minutes before recording today just like, like in a kind of weird state of just being like, what the fuck? This is amazing.
So fucking weird.
So thank you for being a part of that.
Genuinely.
Shall we?
Let's. So if you don't hear from us,
assume the worst.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.